Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 chaberim, shalom, here, erev tov. Yes, I, good evening, melkam, mata, salam ta, teina yis'elin, here. For the Rastafari, the Wednesday podcast, Wisma, Wisdom Wednesday, here. Make it ride up, ride up, ride up.
Salamon nimal. Arsu,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes. May Hashem, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, bless the works of I and I hands and I and I hearts. Yes, I. Right here. Wisdom Wednesday. Here. Wisdom Wednesday. He's going to ride up, right up.
Salam ta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Shalom, Chaberim, Rastafari, Chaberim, Mayor Far, here. First things first, the evening psalm, Psalm 81, writing up in the Hebrew and the English, yes, I. And then we have a special shiur on little ones, men of war, and rules of engagement for the Rastafari, the lion of the tribe of Judah, L-O-J, band of brethren, them. Yes, I. Order. In Jacquard. And here, in the Hebrew, right here. Even song.
Buka Yom Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Kimo Naim Evnave Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Leyo Hage Ki Huf La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Bazawa Kawasa Vahalvis Iu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yizreel Im Tishmale Lo yiye vu el za dilo tishka chave leel neha anoke yahava elohe hamaal meewe midrayim hachesu vaamale velo shama Ami la kole vinzeye lo avale. Va acharche bishweli leba yoku bimoa zote. Lu ami somea li Israel bilwake yahaleko. Kimat Poeve, Apnea, Vai, Zoe, Hashiv, Yadik, Mazane, Yahava, Yaka Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Loyam, Vaya Akile, Mihalev, Heta, Umige, Devash, Asbeo.
Lamta Beta Seb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast days. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
וזאת התורה ששם משה לפני בני ישראל. And this is התורה, the direction, the instruction, the teaching that Moshe, Moses, Mashu, placed לפני בני ישראל. Before the children, before the sons, the Bnei Yisrael. Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe, according to the command, according to the mouth. Alfi, Alfi Yahweh Biyad Moshe. According to the command of Adonai, the mouth of Adonai, Al-Pi Adonai, by the hand of Moses, Biyad Moshe, Deuteronomy 4:4:4, Wizot HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael, Numbers 9:23, Al-Fi Yahweh. Wabiyad Moshe, according to the command of Adonai, Biyad Moshe, by the hand of Moses.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother. The law of thy mother. The law. And forsake the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a 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 virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purpose. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. We'll be right back. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Got no time to lose, got no time to waste.
Shamta Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim. Baruch Atta Adonai.
Rastafari.
Adonai.
Adonai. Rastafari.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old.
Like to share more of the order and the ordinance, you know, of discipleship studies, like certain things that help with the discipline that we have experienced. We have learned the principles of it. It's like first, you know, learn the principles, hearing the word, you know, meditating on the word, and keeping a certain particular order, come to a more kind of a free flow, even right here with this Torah portion and the first reading here, and after doing the aliyot, essentially going through the aliyot, the actual just putting the word, you know, putting the word in your mouth and reciting and going over the verses and, you know, reading it out loud, you know, and hearing it, and maybe sometimes taking a moment and say, okay, I have to go into this a little bit more. Because maybe there's something that one doesn't really fully understand. You know what I mean? But bringing it out, there's a couple of kind of highlight areas that come to mind. Now, we can look at the summary. Often we do. We keep to that basic discipline, and we have done that. You know, discipline, I think, year in, shana in, you know, season, in season and out of season, you know, using more of a scriptural. And we try to keep to a plain peshat reading. That means like the basic KJV. Of course, we utilize the Scofield Study Bible as a point of reference, you know, as a study Bible. The notes are very good. They're applicable in the studies, the majority of them. Sometimes, of course, there's certain things that, you know, may be disagreeable, and that's also good for the Habarim and the Hasidim, you know, to bring that out, and, you know, brother and brother, and even sister and sister, and one-to-one studying, you know, iron sharpened iron, churchically speaking, you know, because there's a lot of principles here, which even more so now, as we're coming to more of a fullness of this kind of 400, you know, this 400-year period. We see where we're at in this time space. It's called this time space continuum, but more of the event horizon. Right, and as Jah people are rising, and even the word sound here, we are at the fourth and the fifth Aliyot. So it's reflecting here on the fourth and the fifth Aliyot. It's like after the reading of the Aliyot, you know, and taking a pause, you know, doing the records, and sometimes even before we do the records, going through some of the basic study, even in our Bibles, we like to put the, you know, like 1, 2, 3 in the margin area next to the verse, you know, according to the Torah portion reading and feeding, so we can see, okay, from this verse, like, for example, picking up here, we're in Deuteronomy. We have, like, 4 Aliyot in the first chapter, and it's very, very interesting. This means that this is something that has to be more well and finely chewed. So we have 4 Aliyot, 4 up offerings, readings going up. You know, the sense of the word Aliyot is very interesting, as it's also used within the sense of going up into the land, right? Going forward, going up for the offering of the words, right? The words of thy mouth, the agitation of thy heart, right? Offering the calves of thy lips. You know, as the prophets already prophesied in the Berit Chadash, right, in that new covenant, that renewed covenant of the King of Kings, Christ, hence the Messiah, right? So here we see 4 Aliyot here in one chapter, and we were just reflecting here, just taking a moment, a little Selah moment, to reflect on, you know, after you read it, just take a moment. Breathe, you know, be still for a moment. Now, what comes to mind? What stands out? You know, what stands out? You know, and what's the point? You know, what's the point here? We have right here, begins off speaking about how the generation that is basically has wandered to death in the wilderness, the wilderness. You know, and we liken this both in the, we can say the logos, the constant sense. The word is twofold. We speak about the twofold or the two truths. There's the constant word, right, which is like that logos, the rhema word, the principle of the word. And then you have the constant word, the logos, and you have the rhema. The rhema word is like the instant word, right, in the instance. And we even speak about that a little bit more when we're speaking about the wilderness experience of HaMashiach Yeshua, and what we can learn from what's called like the temptation of Yeshua, of HaAdon, within the wilderness, and the rightly dividing the word, and the psalm we had within this Shabuah, and the season, Psalm 91, and how one of the temptations revolved around rightly, as it says, rightly dividing or explaining or understanding or chewing, like chewing like the manna, the bread, you know? Christ, if you're the multitude, Messiah, Moshiach, feed the multitude with what? With one loaf of bread. So we have the parsha, right? The Torah portion, the reading. You know, or the kufal of the kufale. Remember the book of Jubilees, the book of divisions, right? There's seasons and times. So here in this season and this time, we're coming here into the fifth book. Now, the fifth book is known as the repetition of the law, or Deuteronomy in that sense. But from the Hebrew sense, is these are the words. Eil ha-devarim, ha-debarim. Often referred to as devarim, the words. So here, going over even the words that were said, have you noted that? That it's called the words and a repetition of the law. And the law in the Hebraic sense, Torah, is a direction instruction. And a direction instruction is given by way of words, and a requirement is that Shema. Right, and Shema'u, speaking to all, many ones, or in that corporate sense, the Shema'a Yisrael, hear, O Israel, hear, right, to give ear to Shema'a. This is why when we also read, ye y'all would not hearken, ones did not want to give ear to hear, right? Or if they had heard, right? If they had heard, did they carry out that which was commanded? Another key thing here too, as you said, we went over the Peshat and not bringing out the fullest. Sometimes it's, I'm not going to say tempting, but sometimes there is a kind of Isaiah to go a little bit deeper there, but it's the first read. The Aliyah is basically just going through the read, but sometimes to clarify some words as ones and ones might hear, you know, or sometimes to avoid, you know, we tend to, you know, avoid or very limitedly use, you know, the corruptions, you know, the Lord Godi, the Lord and God kind of will use that on a basic, if it's on ones and ones on the outside, but as we come into the Isla, you know, and bring forth the Isla word in that sense, the context of it. If we're teaching, we can read the plain. If it says, thus saith the Lord, so be it. But to bring it out more clear, because that understanding, that understanding is important. It's a key to the fuller comprehension. As we had mentioned, even in, I think, the previous, in the previous Aliyah, because we're going through, like, the Aliyah, like, usually we'll do the first two, right? The first two, right? The three, then four and five, and then around when we get to the Friday, that's like the sixth, you know, coming into the Sabbath day, and then the fuller seven. So we have that bread and the seven, you know, the seven part, the bite size, so to speak, portion. So here in the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy, we have four aliyot, four up offering up, four readings within this one chapter here. So if we go through the first Aliyah, right, just go through that. And on a daily, in the dailies, like the sabbatical, into the sabbatical, we're using sabbatical in the sense of the Shabua being the 7 days, right? So beginning with the first day, often referred to as like Sunday, the first day, till we get to the Sabbath day. Right, so for each day, there is the Aliyah. So today's Aliyah, right? The next day's Aliyah, right? So now just looking over the Aliyot and looking at the fourth Aliyah, right? When we get to the fourth Aliyah, it brings out something interesting. It says, moreover, your little ones, which ye said, the people had said. See, Moses now is giving his testimony. Like now Moses is giving his witness. And we're getting some additional and important details about incidents that occurred during those 40 years, right? So this is being communicated here to a new generation. The old generation, in essence, the old school, is dying off, as John Jehovah said, especially the men of war. I said, I saw another thing. Who are the men of war? The bad man, the bad boy, and the bad boy. What happens to the bad boy? Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. That's also a language. Maybe we use that as a rhema or a makom, like, you know, certain tunes for certain sabbatical to bring out certain points that we would like to emphasize during, say, this sabbatical. So we're seeing the points here. You know, the subject matters, some topical themes, interesting topical themes. But the parents had said, when the spies brought forward, so this is a continuation of the spies. There was 12, but 10 brought back an evil report that discouraged their brethren, right, and caused them to even exclaim that they wanted to return to Kemet. They wanted to return to Kemet, the 42 negative confessions or laws, or I don't know if they know even what they're talking about, because a law is different than a confession. But be that as it may, they wanted to return to Kemet, right, in the wilderness. And that's what therefore prompted, you know, that would lead up to the 40 years, right, a year for a day, right? But even at that time, what did they say during their wilding? Right? And see, the word is so very important. So from a Hebrew perspective, looking at this Torah portion, looking at even this Aliyah, we're looking at word. You can see it in the English. Right? You can see it in the English, knowing that this is, Hebraically speaking, the words. based on the key words we have in the first verse. Right? That's the second word. Eile hadebarim. Eile, literally saying these the words. Or these, in a sense, be the words. These be the words. So this is the words. So following through, even in this sabbatical study, this Torah portion, this sabbatical strong right here, looking at the word as we find it in the text. Even if we just go through, right, as we're going through, paying attention, say, oh, okay, there's the word. There's the word. Remember, we will send men to search out the land, and they're going to bring word, and they brought word again, right? And what happened because of that word, and it uses the phrase, right, there's a phrase speaking about how they rebelled against the commandment. Right, they rebelled against the commandment. Here we're looking through the scripts just to see if this also is consistently, you know, in the Hebrew. Yep, we have against the commandment. It says with or watamru et pi Yahweh, right, or et pi Yahweh. Elohekem. And it says, but ye rebelled, but ye would not go up, but ye rebelled against the commandment of Jehovah, y'all Elohim, Elohekem. But you would not go up. Interesting, it says, with lo ebitem la ilot. But you would not go up, yet ye would not go up, but rebelled against. Here KJV brings it out as commandment. We have commandments, but in the Hebrew, in some of the areas of the commandment of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, of Jah, of Jehovah, right, it actually is the mouth, the P or the P, Yahweh, or the Fi, might be pointed as Fi. The pe, fe, pe, the pi, yawa, fi, yawa. In other words, you went against the mouth. Literally, it's the mouth. Right? Because now here we have to learn to read the Hebrew and look at the Hebrew sign language. And they had said that their children, one reason why one of the excuses they brought forward was that, what they say right here in this fourth aliyah, moreover your little ones, which ye said. So even the ye said, remember in the Hebrew, the davar also is to speak, right? And davar is also the word. So looking at the context, that even when they said, they're bringing forward word, they're bringing forward some matter. As you say, well, what is the matter? So the matter here in the fourth aliyah is that they had said that their children would be a prey, like would be victimized, right? That you said should be a prey, and the little ones and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil. In that day, they didn't know tov wara'a. They didn't know good and evil. They had no knowledge. Note the phrase right there. It's a good first peshat beginning where it says no knowledge. They had no knowledge between what? Good and evil. Are you noting the context of it? They had no knowledge between lo yada'u hayom, no knowledge that day, right? Tov wara'a. They didn't have any knowledge between. They shall go in thither. Because they basically said the one reason why they didn't want to go into the Canaan, the Afro-Canaan land, that's like black people, even in the Americas. Right? At one point, you see in the movement of the people in this wilderness of North America, like if you study the historical epochs, even the decades, and you get in some of the details, there was times when so-called Negroes, lost sheep, were very much about going up to the land and looking at Africa in that positive context, coming out of her, and even that biblical scriptural context, especially before the so-called the Holocaust of the Khazarian and the Jews and Germany and Europe. Black people were seen both by themselves and as others to be that living embodiment of those biblical truths concerning the children of Israel. Now, a lot of that had changed, you know, after the so-called State of Israel, because we have to, you know, look at the kind of the media magic as well. That's also part of that kind of the sorcery and, you know, the image, you know, what image they were able to project. You know, and what sort of delusion and confusion that ones and ones are under. But the ones and ones said they want to return to that. Remember, they said they wanted to return to that. And he said that if they went up into the land, if their children, their little ones, would be a prey, would be victimized. And this kind of a thought, right, this kind of a ucked-up mind state, even about Africa, and about Ethiopia in particular and Africa in general, has even existed amongst this black and brown people, lost, found, sheeple, even here in the Americas and the Caribbean, especially if we look at over the past, say, 40 to 60, and over, we're looking even over the past 100 years because we're coming up to 2020. And when we look at 1920, you know, the roaring 20s. Remember, the 2020, they say, is like good vision is 2020. We're coming up on 2020. Here we're at the 2019. Now, here's what's interesting, that the year coming forward, Ethiopically, is the 2012. Hopefully, we'll have more opportunities just to bring out some of the basics of that. But Ethiopically speaking, that we are pre-New Year, Ethiopian New Year, which is this year, because a leap year, Ethiopian New Year 2019, is actually on September 12th, not September 11th. It's another key point, right? Because time is very important. It says that the Antichrist, right, would seek to change laws and times. All right, so we see that confusion of laws and times. We talk about sign of the time. Now, you might see the sign, but are you seeing, what time are you seeing that sign? And is it the right time that you are seeing that sign? These things matter. So we're even seeing certain archetypal patterns and even deep psychological patterns of John people, of the redeemed people, of the chosen people, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheeple of the Beit Yisrael. So here, it is interesting because it's recounting, it's highlighting, right? Not every single uck-up and uckery they did, but the major. You know, if we look over even our story, our history over the past, you know, 40 to 60, right, or even over the past 100 years, not to mention just the 400 years, because we have to start from low degrees to high degrees. Some want to go back to 10,000 B.C., right, and speculate, right? Let's work our way from where we are at right here, right, because this is also what we're getting within the Torah narrative, right? What is direction, instruction, right? To recount the journey, recount where you were, and give the new generation an insight, right, into the so-called the good and the bad. Remember that those same ones who were the little ones and the children now are growing up. That's why it's an important verse right there in the fourth Aliyah at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39. Deuteronomy 1 and 39 is very, very important, right? It's very, very important. And then when we get to verse 41, introducing the men of war, right? Remember what happened to the men of war, the bad man, right? The gangster. So this speaks to the gangism, the bad man-ism, the gangster, the warrior, even the warrior thing, you know, like one's having that so-called, what they would call machismo. Right, because remember, ones are still in a half original state, right? Until ye must be born again, right? Until ye are born again, ye must be born again. What mind be in you? Because we can see the sort of mind that was within that redeemed generation that Jehovah brought out of Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt. They were a redeemed generation. They were just chosen people. They were Jah people. Right? But remember those 10 times, and then it came to the 40 years. Right? And where it says right here, as they went up, they rebelled again against Jah, Jehovah's word, in going up to fight against the Amori. Now, here's the same thing with the Amori. The Amori or the Amorites, Anglo-American, this empire, right? This times of the Gentiles, the times of the Goyim, the nation states. We have with the League of Goyim, the League of Nations, and then we have the United Goyim, the United Nations. Let's understand what's what, right? Understand the language so we can also see what the land gauge, right, in this earthly plane. So the plain truth right here is that they went up against the Amori. Now, the Amori or the Amorites are also mentioned in Genesis, the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book called the Sefer Bereshit, right, in the beginning, or Genesis, dealing with a genealogy, what one could say. But right there in chapter 15, we have the biblical, the scriptural connection with 400 years. So seeing that we are in this period that's accounted as a 400-year period, circa 1619, here we are in 2019, right? We need to get the direction instruction. So in Moses' first book, he gives us direction instruction concerning the true perspective, the POV, the point of view, Jah view, right, coming into his face, his presence, that perception of the 400 years. Right? So there in Genesis chapter 15, it also mentions the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full. So here it is interesting, because as we come into the fourth aliyah here for Shabbat Devarim, they decided to gird on their weapons of war. They made ready to go up to the hill. And Jah said to Moses, say to them, go not up, neither fight, because the I am, is not among you, lest y'all be smitten before your enemies. So I spake to you, Moses said, and y'all would not hear, but rebelled against the what? See, KJV says commandment here in Deuteronomy 1, verse 43, against the pi, the fi, yawa, fi, yawa, pi, yawa, against the mouth. Literally in the Hebrew of Jehovah, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites which dwelt in that mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir, even to Hormah. Now, here we're in verse 44. Now, this is the 44th Torah portion reading and feeding for this sabbatical study here at this, for this Shabbat Strong. Now, notice as bees do. Now we have Ha Deborim. So the Deborim, like Deborah, Deborah, the Deborim is the bees. Ha Deborim. So even right there is another level, you know, of agitation and reasonment, as we have the Deborim and the Debarim, the words and the bees, the connection even in the ancient Afro-Shemitic and Hebraic, you know, etymology, right? Ha Deborim, so as bees do. So bees attack and sting anyone who approaches their hive. That's what happened. They approach. Moses was told by Jah, Jehovah, to tell them not to aliyah up, to go not up. Right? He told them, go not up, don't aliyah, do not aliyah, lo ta'elu, lo ta'elu, lo ta'elu, ta'elu, lo ta'elu, don't aliyah, ta'elu, speaking to y'all, he says, don't go up, right, neither fight, for I am. He said that he is not ki eneni bikir bikem. Ki eneni bikir bikem. I am not among you, lest y'all be smitten. And this is exactly what happened. They were smitten. So we have the Amorites and the 400 year. Notice the connection. Notice the connection here, the Amorites, Anglo-American. Need we get into the etymology and the meaning, right, to make that connection. This Anglo, we're in the Anglo-Amorite, right? This is the Anglo-Amorite world order, or Anglo-American world order, Anglo-Amorite world order. So they went up against the Amorites, and they was told not to go up. Right, so it's interesting when sometimes they're told to, like with Dantan and Abiram, right? They was told to go up, like to come up, to go up, and they said they won't go up. And then other times, ones are told not to go up, and presumptuously, right? Like they were presumptuous, right? And they went up, and they allied up anyway. Wa ta'illu ha hara ha hara into hara. Right, so we have the Harar, right, into this hill country, and they got beat, right, because bees attack, the Deborim, they attack and sting anyone who approached the hive. So did the Haimori to those who approach their land. You went up into their land, you went up into their country. So this also speaks on another level, right, seeing, you know, black and brown and African and other nations going up, right, into the Amorite countries, whether it's England or the Americas or any of their, you could say, possessions or colonies or whatever they want to call it, commonwealth, so forth and so on, right? So here we see a very interesting connection right here, and the men of war are addressed. Even furthermore, when we get into the next aliyah, the fifth, the Hamishi aliyah, in chapter 2 of this fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 2, where the wanderings and the conflicts in the wilderness. Now, we connect the wilderness with America, like even the Babylonian system, where we're at right here, right now. Right, but some of the people, many of the people, we say most of the people, have gotten their way in that sense in these latter days and have returned to Egypt, made the connection MLK, the March on Washington, the civil riots, and all of that. That's the Egypt in the real time, in the reality. That's the going down to Egypt connection, right? Again, even in this wilderness, and how he says that the men of war, right, how he had swore concerning the men of war and how John's hand was against the men of war. But then we get also instruction, right, at the beginning of the Hamishi, where John said to Moses that y'all, right, have compassed, have gone around this mountain long enough. Now, here's what's interesting, that mountain within certain scriptural application, like interpretation, can mean like a kingdom or a government. Like, how long has black and brown, once lost, now found, been going around this so-called Amare Ku Klux Klan government, you know, dealing with the mischief in the law, right, in the whore's law, right, going around that mountain. They've gone around that mountain long enough. It has turned you what? Look at it. It says northward, out of that north country. Even that Jeremiah prophecy, right, and also Muda Baruka has that at the end of the Canaan land tune, which is a very interesting, you know, addition right there, but also points to the vision, still keeping the vision, right, because there was those that will keep to the vision, because without the vision, the people perish, right? So here with these words are instruction and direction for how we are to engage with the rules of engagement concerning, say, Esau, I think we really need to look at this, even this day and time, where we say this one or that one is Esau. We have to look at these rules of engagement with Esau and the Moabites, right, and the Moabites and the Ammonites, and also the connection of how they were given their land, right, by the same Jehovah, Yahweh, right, even Eloheinu, how he gave them their land, right? And then when he says in verse 24 of chapter 2, to rise up, take your journey, pass over the river Arno, right, given that commandment to push on, and says begin, he says begin to possess her, begin to possess the land, and contend with him in battle. Now, the battle doesn't always mean like within that Western Gentile kind of state of mind, like you see in movies and stuff like this, so it's some bloody war, whatever, but there is business. Is another form of war. Is not business also another form of war? To contend with him, because at this day will I begin to put the dread, dread, it shall be dread, a dread, the dread of thee and the fear, the respect of thee upon the Goyim, upon the nations. We even see in this time, right, that dread and that respect, right, of those of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, the called, the chosen, the faithful. Recognize that. Now, it's interesting because as we continue forward right here, it's speaking of some various rules of engagement, and we're going to pick up going forward and getting some of the details of the previous peoples that were dispossessed. Because Jehovah gave Esau his land, our brother Esau. So here, Israelites, the Hebrews, talking about Esau. But John gave Esau his land and gave us direct instruction saying, meddle not with them. Like, don't make war with Esau. There's some ones and ones out there that's telling to make. But he said, don't make in this trod and moving through the wilderness as we're moving through this north country, as it were, coming out of her, right, as well as the Moabites. Right, see, we can also now apply Rhema connections to this, the Moors, the Moabites also, right? We also have right here the Ammonites, right? Even on one level of a Rhema interpretation, like the nation of Islam, the Ammonites, right? And we also have, interesting here, we have the Kaphtorim. Right, the Kaphtorim. Yeah, the Kaphtorim as well. Kaphtor, because Kaphtor is also mentioned in connection where it says, are ye not as children of Ethiopia unto me? Oh, children of Israel. If you read on in that section right there, Amos 9 and 7, you will find that it has Kaphtor as well in connection with. There were other peoples who Jehovah also had dealings with. So we have to recognize this as well. And they are also, you could say, related peoples to the B'nai Yisrael, to I and I and we, and to even by extension Ethiopian Hebrew people. What is the relation? And here in the Hamishi, the fifth Aliyah, we're getting rules of engagement. Let's call it rules of engagement. What are the rules of engagement, you know, with these other peoples? Even speaking about the business aspect, you'll sell me food for money that I may eat and give me water for money that I may drink. I'm just going to try to pass through on my feet, you know, and keep it pushing. Lord, I got to keep on moving. All right, that's the rhema right there. Lord, got to keep on moving, got to get on down, like ease on down the road, the king's highway. Remember what was said from even Numbers, the highway, the king's highway. Keep on that straight and that narrow path. And it's here we also have that word of, I will neither turn to the right hand nor the left. So even we can apply that, right, even in this wilderness, not getting caught up, you know, on the right hand and the left hand, getting caught up with the so-called Republican and the democracy, and all these things, keeping on the king's highway, keeping that straight and narrow highway. And so there's a business aspect here, What is being said is that not to engage them in warfare to take their land, because Jah is not going to give us their land, because their land was given to them, and they respectfully, had put in that work in order to get their land. And it's like Yisrael, right? It's like is the babe among these related peoples, these related nations, whether it's the Edomites or Esau, or it's the Moabites, or it's the Ammonites, or even the Kaphtor. The Kaphtor. And just in the Kaphtor connection is with like the Ionians and those falsely called the Minoans. The Kaphtor connection. It was called the Keftiu, I think, on the monuments in Mitzrayim, the northern Keftiu peoples. So we have Kaphtor as well. And we have different ones like the Anakim. And I think we have the Nephilim. Is this Nephilim? Right? I think we went over this again, but here we're at this particular study right here. Do we have the... Who are these ones and ones... Right, accounted the land of the, okay, with the Rephaim. Here it says the Rephaim, I think it's in verse 20, Deuteronomy 2 and 20. So the giants there is the Rephaim. Now, in Numbers, when the spies came forward and talked all that talk about these and those, the Eems, or one might say the Nephilim or the giants, and so these are real things. These are real, you know, real things right here. And to touch on some more of that detail as well, right, because some of that is kind of linking, you know, and pointing in the direction of what is like that 10,000 B.C., but let us pursue it in a studied way, you know, an orderly way, and look at the, you know, possible applications for it amongst I and I. So the rules of engagement, we find right here in the wilderness, right, as well as a basic business incentive, right? All of this is being put forward to a new generation, to the youths. So Jah is calling on the youths, right, because they are strong. Be strong, right? The Chazak, right? Yes, I. We need to Chazak.
Of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the bearing of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear Kasak, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white, and you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. Okay, that's just Kasak. The Hebrew statement is Brak Kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasak Amos. The other word that goes with it, Amos. its heavenly audacity is rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had a mock in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious a mock. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibilities. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had a moss. They go running out right through a garrison of Philistines to grab a cup of cool water and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines the whole time trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A mock means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get kasak and a mock? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and a mock. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp, this is his great speech before the promised land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak, amok. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak amok. Be strong and of good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased. The promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. That's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ. Yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua, the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock, Kasak, Israel. Rock, Kasak, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rock, Kasak, Israel.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yes! That one little philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. War! Thank you.
the philosopher which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned.
Greetings in the name of your majesty, O Most High, Jah Rastafari. What's the meaning of life? Are we living just to die? Yes, it's just negative. Leave love, good memories. Check yourself. Don't wreck yourself. Living to die, chasing material wealth. Life is for me, you to ascend. Put away your fear. No time to pretend, no time to pretend. Living to die, if not living to ascend. Tired of life, I'd rather be an angel. Dividing truth and right. Heal the black Christ. Seekers of righteousness, seekers of light. 144 times to unite. Sword sharpen sword, Babylon fall overload. As above, so below, so beware what you do. Salvation and righteousness, you got to stay true. Stick to spirituality like crazy glue. Love of the Father is so true. Living the script, await the shift. Ancient hieroglyph, ancient metaphysics. Secret geometry, the Bible that's reality. Too much name for just one deity. Open up the third eye, purify the mind. Back to the source, Father of light. Without reproach, truth and light. My life at the most. What will we be? Who will we become? Humble myself, let his will be done. No rest for the wicked under the sun. Fire make it burn, blood make it run. Give thanks to the Father, give thanks to the Son. Thanks to the Spirit, empty my cup, let the Father pull it. Immortality, where righteousness lead. Immortality, where righteousness lead. People wanna shine, but they don't wanna bleed. So yo, it's crazy how things going, you know what I mean, in the world. People nowadays, you know it can be confusing sometimes, but you have to understand and focus. Focus on the spiritual thing. Discern material things, cause material thing is vanity, and it ain't gonna get you nowhere, but still here trying to gain more and be feel more fulfilled. The more you get, the more you want, because the only thing that can satisfy each and every one in the world.
Give thanks, as Ross Simon Faith, right there, Spiritually wake. Spiritually wake. Yes, I. Here's a little clip from the four that we love too, from I and I, fellow brother here, Ross Simon Faith, right here, I and I co-laborer. Listen, come on.
Physical war, spiritual matter. Physical war, spiritual matter. Quote of many colors, no doubt, no fear. Spiritual warfare. Keeping up the covenant, light chaser. World flesh devil, that's a real time waster. Negative vibe bring me down when me high. Try to keep me down, but determined to fly. Wicked I go perish, but the righteous never die. Heart pick from the heaven, 777 when me steppin'. Thank Jack for the blessing. Prepare my soul for the sanctuary. Regain identity plus memory. Remember the mission where the Father sent me. Never disappoint me, always here to help me. Show me and guide me. Take lead, take control. Treading the road up straight and narrow. There are Safari warrior, no prayer that we shadow. Spiritually, physically up. Jaja children look but don't touch.
Psalm 86.
Mizmor pevav tefillah le David. Le David. Le David. Le David.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, I. Once again, give thanks, Ross Simon. Faith, spiritual war, spiritually awake. Here, here, here. Calling, calling, calling. Here on the Wednesday podcast, Jah Rastafari Wisdom Wednesday. The teachings of His Majesty. Yes, I. Growing in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. So here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 86. Going from low degrees to high degrees. We begin off with the KJV. Some Hebrew highlights right here, here, here. Yes, I. Calling, calling, calling.
Psalm 86.
Mizmor pevav tefillah le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David.
Bow down thine ear, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai.
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 Adonai. Adonai.
Adonai.
Adonai. Hatte Adonai oznecha aneni. 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 Aneni.
For I am poor and needy. 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 Poor and needy.
Ki ani ve'evyon. Ani. 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 Ani.
Preserve my soul, for I am holy, 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 holy.
Ki hasid, ki hasid, ki hasid, ki hasid. Shamera nafshi, ki hasid, ani, 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 ani.
O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God.
Atta Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Save thy servant that trusteth in thee,
that trusteth in thee, that trusteth in thee, that trusteth in thee, that trusteth in thee.
Hosha avdecha, 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 habboteya, 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 habboteya.
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast holpen me, hast comforted 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 me.
Here, the Royal Amharic riding up the Royal Amharic right here. We have 25 minutes before the last hour of the Wednesday podcast right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 86. First ear, Royal Amharic right here.
مزمور ثمانية أمس بك النف ثمانية يداوي تألو عبيتو جروهن ودني عزنبل عدمت أين شقرن عنا مسكين نين قدوس نين نفسين طب عملاكي هوي أنتني ثمنو نباري أهن عدنو عبيتو كانون هلو ودان تجوها اللهو الناماري يباريهن نفس دس ساستن عبيتو نفسين ودان تانسان لهن عبيتو انت مهارينا يكروينهن مهرتهم لميت روحلو بزنونا عبيتو تلوتين عدمت يلمن عينم دمت سما تملس اللي نالهن بمكرايك ان ودان تتران له عبيتو كامالك تيمي مسلهن عند سراهم يالي اللم ياد الرقاتش ومهزا هلو يمتعل عبيتو بفيتهم يسجدال سمهنم يكبرال عبيتو دنك امتال رقان تتعلاك لهن انتم بتشهن تعلاك عملاك لهن عبيتو منقد هنم راي بونتهم مهدال سمهن لمفرات لبيد السلوان عبيتو عملاكي هوي بل بيهلو عمسقن هال لزل عالم امسم هنا كبران مهرتو بني لايت هالاك ناتنا نفسين امكتات چنعيتو سي اولادنا هاتالن عبيتو عمت انوش بني لايت هنستوا يكفوش مهبر نفسين فلقوان بفتات شوم مالا درقو عبيتو انتقن مهاري النارو روح عملاكنا ما آته يراك مهرتهم نونتهم يبزا ودعني تملكت مارين لباريا حيل هنسد يسيت باريا هنم لجاد ملكتنم لملكام كلي غارادر يميت ألون ييو يفروم عبيتو أنت ردتهن يالنا أصلا أنتهن يالمنا
Yes, this psalm is so very accurate, you know, so very accurate to those of I and I in Yahweh, truth and life. Let's go to the Royal Amharic right here. This is going to carry us over into the grace period. So the last call right here for ones who want to hear live right here, right now, or can check out the replay in the forward. So we're going to go on to the Royal Amharic, but first, just to give the Amharic by itself, out the musical accompaniment, and then we'll go through the verse by verse right here, here, here. Let's bring this forward. Yes, I. The QHS, Kadamala Hadassalazi, the Medprof Kedus, the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, today's daily psalm, Psalm 86.
Mazmur Samaniamist, Bekennif Samaniasiddist. የዳዊት ጸሎት አቤቱ ጆሮህን ወደኔ አዘንብል አድምጠኝ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝና ቅዱስ ነኝና ነፍሴን ጠብቅ አምላኬ ሆይ አንተን የታመነውን ባሪያህን አድነው አቤቱ ቀኑን ሁሉ ወደ አንተ ጮሃለሁና ማረኝ የባሪያህን ነፍስ ደስ አሰኛት አቤቱ ነፍሴን ወደ አንተ አነሳለሁና አቤቱ አንተ ማህሪና ይቅር ባይ ነህና ምህረትህም ለሚጠሩ ሁሉ ብዙ ነውና አቤቱ ጸሎቴን አድምጥ የልመናዬንም ድምጽ ስማ ትመልስልኛለህና በመከራዬ ቀን ወደ አንተ እጠራለሁ አቤቱ ከአማልክት የሚመስልህ የለም እንደ ሥራህም ያለ የለም ያደረግካቸው ማህዛብ ሁሉ ይመጣሉ አቤቱ በፊትህም ይሰግዳሉ ስምህንም ያከብራሉ አቤቱ ድንቅ የምታደርግ አንተ ታላቅ ነህና አንተም ብቻህን ታላቅ አምላክ ነህና አቤቱ መንገድህን ምራይ በእውነትህም ሄዳለሁ ስምህን ለመፍራት ልቤ ደስ ይለዋል አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ በልቤ ሁሉ አመሰግንሃለሁ ለዘላለምም ስምህን አከብራለሁ ምህረትህ በኔ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና ነፍሴንም ከታችኝ አይቱ ሲኦል አድነሃታልና አቤቱ አመጸኞች በኔ ላይ ተነስተዋል የክፉዎችም ማህበር ነፍሴን ፈለጓት በፊታቸውም አላደረግሁ አቤቱ አንተ ግን መሐሪና ሩሩህ አምላክ ነህ ማአትህ የራቀ ምህረትህም እውነትህም የበዛ ወደ እኔ ተመልከት ማረኝም ለባሪያህ ኃይልህን ስጥ የሴት ባሪያህንም ልጅ አድን ምልክትንም ለመልካም ከኔ ጋር አድርግ የሚጠሉኝ ይዩ ይፈሩም አቤቱ አንተ ረድተኸኛልና አጽናንተኸኛልምና
So here, 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 writing up verse by verse. Final call, 17 minutes to the grace period. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, side by side, Royal Amharic, KJV version. Precept on precept, line upon line, here little, there little, yes, sir.
Salam to Tainayist Alin. Yes, let's get right into this. Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, today's daily psalm, Samanya Sidist. Psalm 86, the 86th song, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, yes, I. Semu Yitbarek, Awo, Amen. Yadawit, Salot, of David, prayer. Superscription, the prayer of David. Yadawit, Tzelot, Yadawit Tzelot. Let's ride up right here. This psalm is themed Yemekra Gizeh Tzelot. Prayer of difficult times, of times of tribulation, Mekra, of trouble, of troubled time, a prayer, we say a prayer in times of trouble, a prayer of troublous times, Prayer, prayer right here. Yes, I give ear, give ear. Besama ab, we're welled, we're manifested, kadus, ahadu, amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in general, and we begin. Kuter and, verse 1. Abetu. Jorohina Warenea Zenibilla Adimat Enyam Chigrenyana Miskinenga. Bow thine ear, Abetu. I father's father, father of the house, Abetu. Jorohina Warene Azenibil. Azenbilla Adimatanyan, and here I am, pay attention to I Adimatanyan. Chigrenya na Chigrenya Chigrenya poor Chigrenya trouble the poor Chigrenya na and miskin and needy. For I am poor and needy. Bow thine ear. Bow down thine ear, Abir, to Joro, Jorohin, thine ear, what in nay, what toward in nay, as in the bill, I didn't anyam, and here, pay attention to I, here I, Chigrenya na, miskin na, kutar hulet, verse 2. Kedusa nena nesena tevik. I'm like a hoy antenna yatamina winna bariahin adno. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Kedus nena nesena tevik. Nesen, my soul, my psyche. My affections, my desires, my emotions, my act of will, my sense of self, preserve. Kedus nena, for I am holy and nesena tevik, and keep my soul, preserve my soul. O thou my God, my source, save thy servant that trusteth in thee, I. Amla kehoi, antena yetamina wina bariyahina dno. Ante, the I, the pronoun, you, speaking to he who he be, speaking to Amlak, Amlake, speaking to my source, Amlake, my source, hoi, oh, my source, Amlake hoi, antena yetamina wina bariyahin, slika, bariyahin, your. Servant, body yahin adino, antenna yetaminoin, the one who trusts, right, in ante, in you, in the I, anten, ante, anten. Point of the emphasis of the verb, we can say anten yetaminoin, tamenoin, yetaminoin, bariyah, your slave. Yes, your slave, your servant, Bariyahin Adino, save your servant that trusteth in thee, I, Kuter source. Verse 3, Abitu, Kenun hulu warante chohalehuna marain, be merciful to I, Abitu. Enunohulu, all the day, word toward ante the eye, male. Itchohalehuna mareng, all the day. Enunohulu, word ante chohalehuna mareng. Be merciful, mareng. Show meheret marein kuter arat verse 4 yebariahina nessa desa senyat avirtu nefsina warante anesalahuna rejoice the soul, the suke, the psyche of thy servant yebariahina ness. Desasenyat, make her happy. Make the soul of the eye servant, and in the truly iritical way, the eye slave. Yabariyahin, Ainai Bariya. Ask the Habashas about Bariya. Yabariyahin, Nessa Desasenyat, make happy. Cause the soul of thy servant, the psyche of thy servant to be joy, to be happy. For to thee I, Abitu, Nesena wada ante anesa lehuna I anesa nesa esa in the Hebrew say esa esa nesa lift up for I lift up my psyche. I lift up my psyche. I lift up my affections. I lift up my desires. I lift up my emotions. I lift up my active will. I lift up myself to thee. I, male, to he who be who he be. Yes, I. Rastafari. Kuter Amist. Verse 5. Abitu ante maharina yikrvai nehna mihiratihima lemiyat aruhulu bizuna winna. For thou, Abitu, thy father, his father, oh, Ab, Abbeit, Abitu, ante maharina yikrvai nehna. Thou art good and ready to forgive. You are merciful, Mahari. Here we have of the attributes of Yod Hey, where Hey, Hebraically speaking. Here we have the attributes. This part here is based on Exodus. Exodus 34 and 6. The attributes of He who be who he be. Yod Hey, where Hey, Hebraically. Who he be, he reveals those 13 attributes of who he be. Here we have David and David, Davita's Elot, Kuter Amis, verse 5. He says, Abitu, O Father, Ante, Ante, the I, Mea, Maharina, Maharina, Mahari. Mahari, merciful, na ikrvai, na ikrvai, ikrvai, ikrta, ikrvai. You are the one who says ikr, ikr, ikr. Let it remain. Forgive. Right? Leave it alone. Ikrta. Right? Ikrvai, ikrvai. You are the saying, nahinna. Mehiratehima, lemiyat aruhulu, bizuna winna. And, you are good. You are good. And here we have in the Royal Amharic, Mahari, merciful. Interesting, you are merciful. That's the goodness, that good and ready, and ready. And the one who says, yikr, yikr, yikrita, yikr. You say, yes, let it remain. Forgive, ready to forgive, ready to pardon. Yikr vaynehina, mihir to him, mihir to him. And your mercy... Your mercy, your male mercy, the mercy of he who be who he be mehera to him, lemiyat aruhulu vizuna wena, and your mercy for those who taru, lemiyat aruh, lemiyat aruhulu, hulu, all who call on thee, I, bizu, 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 bizuna wena. Is nuff, 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 and plenteous, and nuff, 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 right? Nuff, 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 nuff for all, right? For all who call upon the eye. Kuter Sidist, verse 6, Abitu, Selotena, Adimit, Yelimnayinim, Adintasma. Give ear, Abitu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, to my prayers, Elotein, Adimit, Adimit. Pay attention here, really give ear, right? Really give ear, really hear, Yelimnayinim Adimtasma, and attend to the voice, the dint of Yelimanayi, Limanayi, Yelimanayi Nima Dinta Sama, and attend to the voice, the dint, the voice, word, sound, right? The sound of my Limena, my Limena, Yelimanayi, Yelimanayi Nima Dinta Sama. And attend to the voice of my supplications, my petitions, my ask, my beseeching. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. In the day of my trouble, I will call. Kuta Cement, verse 9. Abitu Kamalikta Yemiya Melislih Yellem Inda Sarahima Yala Yellem. Among the gods, Ka Amalikt. Among the gods, there is none, no one like to thee. I abitu kamalikta yemiya meslih yellem. Abitu kamalikta yemiya meslih yellem. Among the gods, the Amalek, there is none, no one like to the eye, neither are there any works like to thy works. Inda sirahima yale yelem. Inda like sirah, your male work. Inda sirahim, and as like your male work, yale, one who is yelem, there is not. Verse 9. Yadrega hacho ahzav hulu imetalu abetu befitehim aisegdalu simehinim yakavralu. All nations, all peoples, nationalities, speaking about the international community, all nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, I, Abitu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, and shall glorify Simhinim Yakaralu, shall glorify the eye's name. Yadaregahacho ahzavulu yimetalu abetu. Befitehim, and in your presence, in your face, in your perception, befitehim yisegdalu. Simhinim Yakaralu. Kuter Aser. Aser, verse 10. Abetu, dink ayemita darigante talak anehinna, antem abichahinna talak amlak anehinna, for thou art great, thou art important, the eye is great, ante talak anehinna, and doest wondrous things. Abitu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Dink. It's about dink nesh. Fire burn. Abitu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Betu. Dink yemitadarigante talak anehina. Dink. Wondrous yemitadarig, what you do unto you. The eye, talak nehina, antem and the eye, bichahina talak amlaka nehina. Here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of, and the eye, bichahin, only, and the eye only, antem bichahin talak. The eye is the only important. Great Amlak source Nehina, for the eye is the only great important source. The KJV brings out, thou art God alone. But even more forcefully, in the Metz'av Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Kedemawi, Haile Selassie of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Antem bichahin talak amlak nehina kuta asara and. Verse 11. Abetu men gedehina mirang. Beunatehim hidalo. Semehina le mefrata lebe desilewa. Teach me, teach I, thy way, Abetu. My father's father, father of the Beit, men gedehin merain, the eyes, men gedih, the eyes way, men gedehin merain, the eyes male way, beunetehim, and in the eyes, male truth, objective reality, ihidalo, I will trod. I will walk in the eye truth. Not his truth, not like his, her, everybody got it. Beunetehim, ihidalo, abetu, mengedehin, merain. Merain, teach I the eyes way. Be'unetehim hidalu. I will walk in the eyes truth, in the eyes objective reality. Simehinna lemefrat libe tesilewal. KJV has here, unite my heart, or cause my heart, yacheid levavi, might cause my heart to be one, to fear, to reverence, to respect. Simehin, simeh. Simeh. We talk about the Shem, Shemeka here in the Royal Amhar. Simeh, the eyes named the Hashem. Even Garmawi, Haile Selassie, Hak, Adosh, Baruch, Baruch Hashem. Simehin, Lemefrat, to respectfully speaking. Libe, my heart, Desilewal, my heart rejoices, is happy. My heart is happy. Kutar Asra Hulet, verse 12. Abetu amlaki hoi. Belibe hulu. Amesegin nahalo. Lizalemimma simehina kabralo. I will praise the I, Abetu. My God, my source. Hailiai. Abetu amlaki hoi. In my heart, with all my heart, holistically speaking, I will praise thee, I. Yeah. Lezalalemim, and forever, lezalalem. Lizalalemim, and forever, for Iva Simehin Akavralo, and I will glorify Akavralo, Simehin, the eye's name, for Iva Lizalalemim, Simehin Akavralo, Kutarasara Sost, verse 13. Mihiretihe ben elai talak anatina Nese enim katachinya yitua siola dine hatalina. For great is thy mercy. For great, 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 important, great mihiretihe. Mihiretihe ben elai talak anatina. Talak. Not enough. For the eyes mercy, the eyes male mercy, mihirete, benne lie upon I, talak, great, not enough. For she is the eye male mercy, she is great. She is great upon I. Nefsenim, and my soul, my nefs, nefse, and my psyche, my soul, nefsenim, katachinayitu, from the lowest. Since you have the Hebrew also connect with this right here, but here we're in the Royal Amharic. Nesenim katachinayitu siol adnehatalina. And thou, the I, male, hast delivered, delivered. Adnehatalina has saved you, male, have saved her. My psyche, my suke, my affections, right? My desires, the seat of my affection, desires, my emotions, my act of will, my sense of self. You have saved her. Thou hast delivered, have saved my soul. Neseinim katachnayitu siol, from the lowest siol, from the lowest hell, the anti-repatriation state, Adnehatalina. Adne Hatalina, you have saved her. Uterasara Arat. Verse 14. Abitu Amit Enyoch ben Elite Nestoal. Yekufuochne Machivera Nefsina Felaguat. Befitat Shoem Aladereguhim. Oh, God. Abitu, oh, Father. Oh, ah, Father, Amit Enyoch ben Elit Nestoal, the Amit Enyoch, the Amit Enyoch, the lawless, the rebels, the rebellious. King James has, the proud are risen against me. In the Royal Amharic, the Mitzvah of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Kute Asara Arat, it says, Abitu, Amit Enyoch ben Elai, Tenestual, Amit Enyoch, the lawless against I, they're risen up, the rebels, the lawless, Yakufu Ochne Machiver, Nesena Feleguat, and the assemblies of violent, of the Kufuoch, Kufu, the evil, Yakufuochnim, and the evil ones, Machiber, their society, their congregation, their church, Yakufuochnim, Machiber, Nesena Feleguat. They seek after my soul, my psyche, phalego, they seek after her, nefse, my soul. Befitat shoem, and in their face, in their perception, Allah deraguhim, they have not placed the I male. He who be, who he be, they have not placed he, but they're seeking after my soul. Asara, I missed verse 15. Abitu antegin maharina rechrucha amlakne me'atehe yerake mehiretehima unetehima yebeza. But thou, the I, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Abetu antegin maharina rechruch amlakne. Ante, the I, but the I. However, on the other hand, right, because remember the previous verse, here, abetu ante, but the I. But as for the I, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, ante to ekziavi, her sustain the good, the generous, open-handed arm, abir to my father, his father, O father of the house, ante again. However, on the other hand, the I, maharina, mahari, merciful, and na, rechru. Here we have this as compassion. Now remember, these are the attributes. The quote here, Hebraically speaking, at the groundation, comes from Exodus chapter 34 and 6. Here the psalmist in I-9 draws a comparison between the heartlessness, the weak-hearted and ratchet-heartedness of I-9 enemies and haters, and the graciousness of Egeziaviher, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed, Father, B'Shem Yeshua, Jesus Christ, relying upon the divine clemency He and I taking courage to offer the tzelot, the prayer right here, right, which follows. Although conscious, right, that in and of I and I self we are unworthy, but in the King of Kings Christ, Ketachinam et Hanatachin Jesus Christus, Amen. Abe tu, ante gin maharina rechruham lakane. The I art a amlak, a source. You are not just a source, as KJV has a source. No, you are the source. You are the source, not even just a resource. You are the amlak. You are the source of Nahari. You're merciful and rihru, merciful. Interesting how that compares with the Hebrew watadunai, el rahum, rihru, we hanun, maharina, rihru, amlak, ne, ma'ate, your wrath, your ma'at. Your ma'at, the I ma'at, yerake, is far. Your anger, your wrath, your ma'at. They talk about ma'at. And they know what ma'at is? Ma'ate, yerake, is far. Here it brings out the sense of long-suffering from the Hebrew sense of the erekapai, long nose, long-winded. Ma'ate, yerake, mihiret to him. Eunet to him, Yebeza. And your mercy, Mihiret to him. And your mercy, Eunet, your truth, your objective reality, Eunet to him. And your truth, Yebeza. Is enough. Is plenteous. Kuter asara sedist. Verse 16. What in melketa marenyim ye lebariyah hailehin sit ye sit bariyahinim lich adin. Oh, turn to me and have mercy upon me, upon I. Give thy strength to thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Thy handmaiden, the son of thy handmaiden. Temelket. Pay attention. Right, and it says like apply to I, but pay attention to I. What in a temelket marenyim, and have mercy upon I. What in a temelket marenyim, le bariyah, and for your bariyah to the I, bariyah, le bariyah, Haile, your power, your strength. Hailehin sit, and give the eyes power to the eye servant, to the eye slave even. Lebariyah, hailehin sit, yesit bariyahinimalij adin, yesit of female, in that sense, of female bariyahinim, of your female servant, right? The servant of your female, the bringing out the sense of handmaiden, lidge, the child, adin, save, adin, the command, save, deliver, make dehina, so I can say, dehina, gziyabi, you miss again. Kuta Asara Sabat, verse 17. Melikatnima le melkama kane garadrig. Yemiat alunya yua yifarum. Abi tuante red tehnyal nas in the tehnyal nina. Woo! Shoo me! Shoo I! Shoai malikat malikatinim 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 le melkam. A sign, le melkam, for melkam, for good. Kenegar adrig, adrig. Kenegaran, with I, do it, for good. A sign, and a sign, for good, with I. Here, the Royal Amharic really brings out that Hebrew, the Hebraic sense, and we went through the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim. But the sense right here is not so much as KJV has it, which says, show me a token for good. That's a general way, you know, malikatanim, malikatanim, malemelkam, kainegar, kaine, kaine, kainegar, kainegar. When it says, eseya, me, esay, me, ought, with me, me, here it has it perfectly, ka, inegar, with I, adrig, do it. Yemiyat elun, yemiyat elun, those who hate, the haters. The haters of me, my haters, those who hate I, Yemiyat Elunna, you, may they see it, let them see it, let them see. They don't say see it in them like you, let them see the milikit, right, let them see the milikit, you know, the sign, you, Yifaru, and let them be afraid, Yifaru. In the here has a shame, but let them reverence, let them respect. Yiferum, you, Yiferum, Abitu. Oh, my father, his father, oh, father of the house. Ante, the I, you, speaking directly to he who be, who you be. Ante, redetehnyalina, the I has. Old KJV, Jamesian English sense, thou hast hoping. You have already helped I. He's praying, but he's always saying, you've already helped I. You already helped I. Even while he's praying and asking for right now, he said, you've already helped I. You have hoping in the old KJV sense, old Jamesian English sense, because thou, Lord, has hoping, the past sense of helping, like hoping, because you have hoping the eye. Abitu ante redetehnyalina. You have helped I, redetehnyalina. You have assisted I, asinatehnyalimina. And has strengthened us in the tehnyalimna, has comforted or strengthened I, yes, I.
مزمور ثمانية أمس بك النف ثمانية أمس يداويت ألوت عبيتو جروهن ودني عزنبل عدمتين تقرن عنا مسكين ننين قدوس ننين نفسين تبك عملاكي هوي أنتني تامنو نباري أهنا دنو عبيتو كانون هلو ودان تجوها اللهو الناماري يباري أهل نفس دس السن عبيتو نفسين ودان تانا سالهن عبيتو أنت مهارينا يكروينهن مهرتهم لميترو هلو بزنونا عبيتو سألو تينا دمت يلم منعينم دمس السما تملس اللي نالهن بمكرايك أن ودان تترالو عبيتو كعمالك تيمي مسلهن عند سراهم ياللي يلم يادرق هاتشو مهزا هلو يمتالو عبيتو بفيتهم يسجدالو سمهنم ياكبرالو عبيتو دنك امتادرق انت سعلاك نهنا አንተም ብቻህን ታላቅ አምላክ ነህ አቤቱ መንገድህን ምራኝ በእውነትህም ሄዳለሁ ስምህን ለመፍራት ልቤ ደስ ይለዋል አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ በልቤ ሁሉ አመሰግንሃለሁ ለዘላለምም ስምህን አከብራለሁ ምህረትህ በኔ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና ነፍሴንም ከታችኛይቱ ሲኦል አድነሃታልና አቤቱ አመፀኞች በኔ ላይ ተነስተዋል የክፉዎችም ማህበር ነፍሴን ፈለጓል በፊታቸውም አላደረግኩ አቤቱ አንተ ግን መሐሪና ሩሩህ አምላክ ነህ መዓትህ የራቀ ምህረትህም እውነትህም የበዛ ወደ እኔ ተመልከት ማረኝ ለባሪያህ ኃይልህን ስጥ የሴት ባሪያህንም ልጅ አድርግ ምልክትንም ለመልካም ከኔ ጋር አድርግ የሚጠሉኝ ይዩ ይፈሩም አቤቱ አንተ ረድተኛልና አጽናንተኛልምና
And here, a midrash, a study on today's psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Wow, Mizmor Pei Vav, Psalm 86. Here, Mizmor Fei Wow. Tefillah leDawid, Hatei Yahweh Aznika Enei, a prayer of David, a prayer of David, a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me. Hear, opening verse, the Aleph, the first verse, Mizmor Fei Wow, Tefillah leDawid. A prayer to Sila Lit Dawid of David. Hadei Yahweh Aznika Ineni. Bow down thine ear. Hadei Yahweh. Bow down thine ear, O he who be who he be. Hadei Yahweh Aznika. Incline. Hadei Yahweh. O he who be, we be, O Jehovah, Aznika, thy ear. Hatei Yahweh, Aznika, Eneini. And answer I, Eneini, and hear I. Tefillah leDawi, Hatei Yahweh, Aznika, Eneini. Rav Lewi, Levi said, at the time the Iowa, he had to leave the earth, the farewell bracha, the farewell blessing that Moshe gave to Yehuda was, as scripture says, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. And this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Wizot li Yehuda, Vayomar Shema'ah Yahweh, all Yehuda. And this, Wizot, and this li Yehuda, of for
Yehuda, for Judah. Wizot Li Yehuda. Wayomar, and he said, Wayomar Shema Yahweh. Hear, O he who be, we be. Shema Yahweh. Hear, O Jehovah, call the voice, call Yehuda, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah. Wizot Li Yehuda. Wayomar Shema Yahweh. All Yehuda. And therefore David was entitled to say Hadeh Yahuwah Aznika Ineni, bow down, incline Hadeh Yahuwah O Jehovah Aznika, thine ear Ineni, and answer I, and hear I. Hateh Yahuwah Aznika Eneni. And here, Midrash note, where it reads, and therefore David, and therefore David, the Midrash note, on Mizmor Seiwau, Psalm 86, therefore David, he was of the tribe of Yehuda. He was of the tribe of Judah. Connection here with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, that reads, Wazot li Yehuda, wayomar shema'ah Yahuwah, all Yehuda. And this, for of Judah, this is the blessing of Yehuda. Hear, O Yahuwah, O he who be, who ye be, O Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda. Therefore, David, who was of the tribe of Judah, was entitled to say, Hadeh Yahuwah Aznika Ineni, bow down thine ear, incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hear me, hear I, answer, Ineni, Ineni, answer, Ineni, answer I. Keep my soul, for I am holy. Hear today, Psalm Mizmor Fei Wow, Mizmor Pei Vav, Psalm 86, the Beit verse, the first part of the second verse, where it reads, keep my soul, for I am holy. Shamra nafshi, kia chasid ani. Keep my soul, shamra nafshi. Keep her, keep she. Keep my psyche, keep my soul, shamra nafshi. For I am holy, for I am chasid. I am goodly, I am godly. Ki chasid ani, shamra nafshi. Ki chasid ani. Hakadosh baruch hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, called Himself kadosh, called Himself holy, called Himself set apart. As it is said, even in Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12, where it reads, for I am holy, saith the Lord. And here, Yeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 3, here, verse 12, the fuller verse. Haloka wekarata eta hadebarim haele, afona we amarta, shuva shuva. Mishuva, Shuva, Mishuva, Yisrael, Nuum Yahuwah, Lo Apila, Panaya Bachem, Ki Yachasid Ani, Nuum Yahuwah, Lo Etor Leolam. Hear the fuller verse. Go and proclaim these words towards the north. Halo, go with Arata, and proclaim and recite Eta HaDebarim, the words Ha'ele, Etta ha debarim ha ele, these words, debarim ha ele, ha debarim ha ele, these words, safona, safona, towards the safon, towards the zafon, the safon, the north, safona in the direction of the north, we amarta, and say, we amarta, shuba, mishuba, shuba. Return, Meshuvah, Yisrael. Return, Shuvah, Meshuvah. Thou backsliding, Yisrael. Thou backsliding, Israel. Noom, Yahuwah, saith the oracle, Noom, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be. Lo apil. I will not frown upon you. I will not frown my face to say my face. Now here in the KJV, it reads like this. It says, go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahuwah. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, or bringing out the Hebraic sense of it, lo apil panai bakem, I will not frown upon you, I will not frown upon y'all. Literally in the Hebrew, this here, lo apil panai bakem means I will not cause my face to fall. I will not cause my face to fall, the sense of I will not frown upon you. Lo apil panai, lo apil, and not falling panai, my face, bakem, bakem, against you all. KJV brings out, I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, but Hebraically, panai is face. I will not cause my face to fall, which is paraphrased in the RV, the Revised Version, as I will not look in anger upon you. More like I will not look in disappointment. Lo apil, lo apil, not to fall. Panai, my face, bakem. Ki chasid ani anum Yahuwah. Here from the Hebrew translation, for I am merciful, saith He who be, who ye be. Ki chasid. This is the key word, chasid. The word chasid, in some places, in some cases in the KJV, is translated as holy. So from the Midrash note, when we said right here, that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruchu, blessed be He, called Himself holy, we said Kadosh. Now Kadosh, set apart, is the usual word for holy, even as the angels and the seraphim chant Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 or Kedus, Kedus, Kedus. Now here, the quote reference to Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 12, where it reads, for I am holy. So usually this will be Kadosh, Kadosh, Hebraically. But here from Yirmiyahu, bring out the reasonment connected with the Midrash, the study on today, Psalm Mizmor, Fei, Wow, Psalm 86, first part of the second verse, which reads, Shamra nafshi, ki chasid ani. Some translators translate and bring out the sense of holy. For example, the King James Version in the KJV translation of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, here, Psalm 86, according to KJV, it says, preserve my soul, for I am holy. So just a note to the Talmudim and the Chabarim and the disciples and associates,
In some places in English, when they translate holy from the Hebrew, it may be from the Kadasha root, the Kadasha, we have Kadosh, that root there. Other times, like here, 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 and in other Psalms, when the KJV brings out holy, the underlying Hebrew word is chassid, chassid, as we have in today's song key, chassid ani, which may be and has been translated as for ki chassid, chassid, holy in some translation, chassid ani, I, ki chassid ani. The Hebrew chassid is one, brings us to the one who loves Elohim and is therefore deserving of his love, chassid. Chassid is a very, very interesting Hebraic word. It's related to holy, those who have received of his grace and his mercy, the chassid, the chassidi. Here, David says, Shamra nafshi, save her, save my soul. Shamra, guard, hedge about, nafshi, my soul. Ki, because chassid, ani, for I am chassid. As we have in Hebrew, chesed. Chesed sometimes being brought out in the translation as mercy. Elsewhere in the translation to English being brought out as loving kindness. So chesed, his loving kindness. Chassido, his loving kindness. Mercy, the sense of grace. The sense of grace, Hebraically. For I am one who has received and seek to live my life and live it to you as worthy of thy grace. In some areas, this word chassid, referring to the person, individual, the chassidim, the ones and ones who are chassid, refers to those who have received of his mercy, who have received of his loving kindness, who have received of his grace. In a Hebraic sense, the saints. Chassid is a saint. Thus, here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, Hebraically brought out as, for I am godly. Brings out the sense, for I am, the translator, for I am godly. So here, 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 building on this point, just clarifying two particular words, kadosh, holy, and chassid. Sometimes translator will translate one for the other or the other for one, and not always consistently. But here in this midrash note here on today's Psalm, Psalm 86, at the base, the second verse, the first part of the verse, Shamra nafshi, ki chassid ani, keep my soul, guard about my soul, for I am chassid, I am chassid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called himself chassid, called himself chassid, as is said, for I am chassid, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Even here, 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 in Yeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12. Halok wa karata et hadebarim haele safona we marta shuba mishuba yisrayanum Yahuwah lo apila panaya bakem ki chassid ani. Noom Yahuwah, lo etor le'olam. Here, translator brings out, for I am merciful, saith he who be, who he be. Noom Yahuwah, the oracle, the noom, the oracle of he who be, who he be. Ki chassid ani, for he who be, who he be, says, for I am chassid. Ki chassid ani. And here, 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 in today's psalm, Psalm 86, verse 2, Shamra nafshi, ki chassid
Ani. But for Dawid, for David, for David, for David to call himself Chassid, to call himself Chassid, holy, or more correctly, saintly, a saint, a set apart one to receive he who be who he be's mercy, grace, loving kindness. Rav Abba explained in the name of Rav Iskindri Alexandri, any man who remains silent when he hears himself reviled, even though he has at hand the means to strike back, becomes a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, who likewise remains silent as he hears the nations of the earth, the Goyei HaAretz, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane, revile him to his face. So, when David heard himself reviled, but remained silent, he could say, keep my soul, for I am Chassid. Shamra nafshi, ki Chassid ani. Be merciful to me, to I, O Lord, for to thee, to the I, do I cry out all the day. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm 86, the Gamel, the third, the Gimel verse. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. Be gracious to me, to I. Chaneni, chaneni, chan, chen. Grace, ani, to I, chaneni, Adonai, 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 chaneni, Adonai, ki aleka ekra, kol hayom, for to the eye, ki aleka, for, ki aleka, ekra, ekra, I cry, ekra, I call out, I shout out, the sense of I call out, I call upon the eye, even call upon the eye by name. Ekra, call, hayom, call all, hayom, all the day. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka, ekra, call hayom. Chaneni, be gracious, chaneni, be merciful to me, to I, Adonai. But is it likely that a man would be praying, call hayom, call all hayom the day, call hayom all the day? Yes, yes, can. For in the verse, the day, hayom, stands for this world. For in this verse, hayom, the day, ha, the, yom, the day, hayom, stands for this world. That is, day for hagoyim, for the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, but night for Yisrael, but night for the Tsar of El, for the Prince of the Almighty. And here, here, Midrash notes, referring this section right here to the Midrash on Psalm 25, the 7th section, 25.7. Hence, here, 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 I cry out all the day. Ekra, kol hayom, ekra, I call out, ekra. Call hayom all the day. Be gracious to me, to I, Adonai. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for to thee, for to the eye, O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third, and the Dalet, and the fourth verses right here, here, here. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom, sameach nefesh avdeka, ki aleka Adonai, nafshi esa. Rejoice the soul, sameach nefesh avdeka, of thy servant. Sameach nefesh abdeka, for to thee I, ki eleka, O Lord Adonai, Adonai, sovereign Adonai, nafshi esa, nafshi, my soul, my psyche, esa, I lift up my soul to thee I. Bar Kapara said, if a man who has a servant in Beito, his house, says to him, I shall get thee a garment, he at once makes his servant rejoice. Now, if a mortal says such a thing to his servant, and it's enough to make him rejoice, how much more should we, I and I, who are thy servants, the I servants, rejoice? For thou, the I, livest forever. And here, Midrash note connected with, and it is enough to make him rejoice. Even though the master, being mortal, may die before he can set out to purchase the garment. Here bringing out the sense of the Midrash, and it is enough to make him rejoice. Even though the master, being mortal, may die before he can set out to purchase the garment, how much more should we, I and I, who are thy, the I servants, rejoice, for thou livest forever, for I ever. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, be gracious to me, to I, Adonai, chaneni, Adonai. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, sameach nefesh abdeka, for to the eye, ki eleka Adonai, do I lift up my soul, nafshi esa, for thou, the I, Lord, art good and ready to pardon and plenteous in mercy. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Fe Wow. Pei Vav, Psalm 86, hear the fifth verse, hear the fifth verse, the Hey verse. Ki ata Adonai, Tob we salach, we rab chesed, likol koreka, for thou the I Adonai, art good. Ki ata Adonai, and ready to pardon, with salach, and ready to pardon, and plenteous in mercy, with Rav Chesed, Ki ata Adonai, with salach, with Rav Chesed, Rav Phinehas, HaKohen, the priest taught, when the pans of a scale balance exactly, with the evil deeds on one side and the good deeds on the other, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do?
What does the Holy One, blessed be he, do? He snatches a writ of debt out of the evil deeds and tips the balance toward the pan of good deeds. As is said even in Micah, Micah chapter 7 verse 18. Who is a God like to thee, Zion, that carries away the iniquity? Who is a God like to thee that carries away the iniquity? And here, Micah chapter 7 verse 18. Mi el kamoka no se aona we obira ala pesha'a li sherita nachlato lo hechezika la'adapo ki yachafeita chesedohu. Who is a el? Who el? Mi el? Mi el? Like to the eye, kamoka. Like to the eye, nail. Ki el kamoka. No se aona we obira al pesha. That pardoneth the iniquity. That pardoneth the iniquity. No se aona we obira al pesha. Lisharita nachelato, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Lisharit of the remnant nachelato, his heritage. Lo hechezika le'ada apo, he retaineth not his anger forever. For Iva, lo hechezika la'ada apo, not being strong or holding firmly, strongly. Lo hechezik la'ad, going on his anger. He retaineth not his anger forever. Ki chafeita chesed hu. Because he delighted, ki for chafet, chafet, ki chafet, for delighting chafet, chesed, in chesed, in mercy, in chesed, in loving kindness, ki chafetza chesed hu. Here, a midrash note right here. The midrash note here connects this with the previous midrash to Psalm 30.4. To Psalm 30.4. And here to bring out the sense here, the translation here, who is an El like to the eye? An almighty El like to the eye that carries away the iniquity. Mi el kamoka no se aon, no se the lifter, no se to lift, from nasa to lift, no se the lifter, avon, no se modern Hebrew avon, no se avon, ki el kamoka no se avon. So here, who is like to the eye that pardoneth, translator, that pardoneth, but in the Hebraic sense, that pardoneth is also the nosei, is the lifter of avon, of moral perversity, aon, of iniquity, the lifter. So the sense of the one who pardons is the one who lifts the heavy burden of iniquity, antiquity. This and the other phrases here in Micah are reminiscent of the 13 divine Ivine attributes of he who be who he be, the 13 attributes
bring out who he be, the 13 divine attributes found in Shemot in Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
Discipleship Radio.
Psalm 86.
Mizmor Pevav Tefilla Le David.
Bow down by near, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai. Adonai.
Hear.
Atte Adonai Oznecha Aneni.
For I am poor and 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 for I am poor.
Ki Ani ve Evion Ani.
Preserve my soul, for I am holy.
Ki hasid, shamera nafshi ki hasid ani.
O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God.
Atta Elohai,
save thy servant that trusteth in thee.
O sha'avdecha, habboteya, habboteya.
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast hope in me, comforted me, comforted me, comforted me, comforted me, comforted me, comforted me.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. In Slavia.
The home place is too much.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Discipleship Radio.
Hell I lose my sanity, so dead things are army. Uno righteous apostles serving the Almighty. Come rally round that room, rally round the justice sound. Cause I soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
Discipleship Radio.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. When I call him Rastafari, I watch your weak a tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch your weak a tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.